new music, and news. This is Side Hustle Radio.
Yeah, here we go, here we go. This is how we do it. We're back in the building. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, this be that stand-in boyfriend. This is Hef Chulo.
You know.
And I got that platinum DJ, the blend master, the spin master, the ones and twos, the threes and fours.
DJ DEEPOISE
on everything. That's that platinum DJ. If you know how, if you know his name, Google it. He's on everything, every social media platform, everything. So if you need your mixtape done the right way, hit DJ DePoise up. He got you. He got you. Hey man, it's been a great week in hip hop.
Very good.
You only take one artist to drop an album.
Changed the whole hip hop vibe.
But technically, according to what the industry is standing for, his music isn't industry standard right now. It's not industry standard.
Say what?
But his music is not industry standard. That's not what the industry is looking for right now.
Oh, they looking for trap.
Oh, they looking for I don't know what. But Najir?
Oh, no. Garbage hip hop wants to come in. Oh, did I say that?
Garbage hip hop wants to come in?
Oh.
Yes.
You mean that bull wants to come in.
Yeah. Like I said, hey, if you haven't heard yet, Najir dropped a mixtape. He dropped the album.
He dropped the album.
And this album is fire, man. I'm telling you. You know, I'm not just saying it because it's just Nas. But well. Nas and Ye. Because we was worried about Kanye. Weren't we worried about Kanye?
Yeah.
But Kanye did his thing. Kanye's back.
I was scared that Poop Doobity Loop was going to be on this album.
Me too.
He's going to slide that over to Nas. Nas, you got this, Nas.
No, you know Nas ain't going to have that, bro. You know, and that's the sad thing. Every track I was listening to it, I thought that was going to pop up. I didn't thought that was going to pop up. Boop, boop,
boop. This is fire right here. This is Poop Doobity Boop. Yeah.
Do you think that Ye did this to make Jay jealous?
Ooh. Really?
Because he gave Nas on fire.
He's given Jay fire in the past.
Yeah, fire in the past. But since Jay don't want to come, won't let Blue play with his little bad kids, he's like, okay. I'm going to go to Jay's enemy.
So, hold up.
Frenemy.
So, originally, this situation was brought to you by the first black president. I got to give props to Obama, who's still putting in work, even though he ain't president no more.
Yes.
This was his idea. Kanye, man, I need you and Nas to do this album. I might do it, you know, because my theoretical mind got me going, and you know, I might get down to it.
Oh, that's Kanye.
That's Kanye.
Nah, Kanye.
That's Kanye from back in the day.
No, you know, Kanye's more like this. The skies is blue, the moons is purple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boop, 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 boop.
That's Kanye now.
Oh, that's Kanye now? Oh, that was Kanye still slipping out.
We talking about back in what, 08? 09, 10,
church going, Kanye?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. Mama got him in check.
Yeah,
Mama Kanye.
Yeah, okay.
Boy, I don't like what you said. You better watch your mouth talking about Bush.
Bush hate black people. But now he ain't hanging around that damn Trump.
Trump love
really
black
hate
people.
Black, yeah, right. What black person?
Trump love black people.
Yeah. Mm. See, I can't even say that with my mouth like that, bro. You're making me uncomfortable seeing him like that, man.
At least he wasn't wearing the hat at the play.
You know, Kanye ain't that dumb. Kanye
where
would
was
not
that,
show up wearing a Make a Great America. Unless he was wearing a Make America Green hat. Shout out to
Greeno.
Greeno.
Hello, Greeno.
Yeah. Make America Green again.
GB.
GB. Make America green again. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. But not the green that you think about. I would like the other green. I would like the money. The green that folds. You know, that type of green. That would be excellent.
Well, our money's still green. Other countries, their money be like pink, blue, purple. Our money's still just green.
So are you ever going to put Harriet Tubman in on the money?
On the 20s, yeah, I think so.
How that going to work out?
I don't know. Especially with this current presidency, I don't know if that's still going to be able to slide through.
Wow. So what does that mean? That prejudiced people ain't going to spend that I don't like 20s.
Whatever. People, if it's green,
they're gonna be throwing 20s away.
I could put my picture on that 20. If it's real, they're gonna use it. They don't care. Hey, I know we gotta get an artist. We got a great artist coming through. I know he's in the studio. We're gonna bring him in a few minutes.
Yeah.
His Killing Motive, all the way from LA. That's Louisiana. That's what I call LA, Louisiana. Bringing that country grammar back into the building. Hey, let's go ahead and play some of this Nas, man.
You want to rock?
Because I hear the doors knock. I hear the hip hop trying to get the trash out.
Trying to get in.
They're
trying to shut real hip hop out.
Trying to get back in.
Yeah.
Real hip hop trying to get back in. Let's bring them in. Be right back right after this.
Still I smell of I do perfume. She can't run cause I got Cinderella's right shoe. And that right gown that I be seeing right through, crowd obscuring my view. There's nothing left to argue. Bonjour. At least it's not from my view.
Same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else. You're in, and you're
in. You'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
Dark boy, don't you cry. There's too much life left in those eyes. Don't you let that face go waterfall. Don't you learn to love your scars and all. Dark boy, don't you die. They're just human, let them lie. You just know your world and speak your truth. Let them come to you for your love and your heart. See, cause you've never been the same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
Tis your call, there are no wrongs. See, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
If I had everything, everything, I could change anything, I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything.
Oh yeah. When the media slings mud, blood, we use it to build huts. Irrefutable facts, merciful, beautiful, black. Beloved brother, you fail to embarrass them, harassing them. To my life, your life pales in comparison. So go write whatever blog. Messiness is not ever the God. Do what's necessary, I'm never wary. Listen, vultures, I've been shackled by Western culture. You convinced most of my people to live off emotion. That's why we competing, death by the chrome barrel. Forgot the secrets, my killer been Jared. Bone marrow's the deepest. You can keep it in comments, but don't fall for that. We want freedom, I'm a scholar in almanac. People do anything to be involved in everything. Inclusion is a hell of a drug. Some people have everything they probably ever wanted in life and never have enough.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
From the birth of a child, the world is foul. Excursions of a surgeon child should learn to take nothing personal. A parent hates to watch his baby's face, taking his first immunization shots. But this is great, the child's introduction to suffering and pain. Understands without words, nothing is explained. A rush to the brain, looking up at his parent's face like, I thought you would protect me from this scary place. Why'd you let them inject me? Who's gonna know how this side effects is gonna affect me? Who knew I would grow to meet presidents that respect me? If Starbucks is bought by Nestle, please don't arrest me. I need to use your restroom and I ain't buy no espresso soon enough. Assume the cuffs, the position not new to us. Sits back on the bus, sitting, says screw that bus. Boycotted that bus out of business, the future's us. Yet every citizen's in prison.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything.
Oh yeah. Watch me as I walk through the folly golly, New York to Sardi. In Italy, I'm Eduardo Bacari. But nasty the hustler, nasty like mustard gas sofa. And I could sell Alaska to Russia, no pressure. My first house, 11,000 square feet mansion. It was haunted by dead rich whites. Mad a nigga bought his crib to hang up pictures of black Christ. Circular driveways, black cars and black ice. My second house, still in my 20s, illin' with money. Chilled through my spine, spilling wine. It's funny, did good for a staircase. Lord of a euphoria, what you saw when you seen a teen turn to a warrior. Did every 4th of July, busting in the sky. It was important to a guy who was mob minded. Future Marcia Lager driving, till Lambos got average on me. I started liking the look like I ain't had no money. Yellow taxi seats over Maybach seats, just to remind me, just to inspire me, to stay focused, it's a real sick society. Just cause I got your support, don't mean you buying me. I'm buying back the land owned by the slave masters where my ancestors lived. Just to say a rapper made a change. The pant saga put plans in action to lay claim to Pan-African made it happen.
The same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as anyone else.
You're new and you're see, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as anyone else.
Hey, welcome back everybody. Welcome back to that Side Hustle Radio. Yeah. That was Everything by Nas. Hey, that album Nas here. You gotta get that album.
Like everything?
Everything.
Not that kind of everything. Not, everything. That's everything. Everything. No,
that's the everything.
Darn it, that's everything.
Hey, he said it's not bad to be messy when you're talking about race. So, hey, it's not bad to be messy. That's what I'm saying. Continue to do your blogs and do it right. Speaking of this, we got a guy coming on right now, straight from the L.A. of the South, Louisiana.
Okay.
He's in the studio right now, so, you know, I'm glad he took some time to come and hang out with us to talk about his music.
Right.
And we got Killer Motive in the building.
Yeah.
What's up, fam?
What's good, bro?
Hey.
Welcome, welcome.
Hey, thank you for taking some studio time out to hang out with us real quick. And for those who know you and for those who just learning about you, introduce yourself.
I go by Killer Motive. but you know, I'm actually from Tennessee, though. I'm actually from Tennessee. I just have a 504 number at the moment.
You from Tennessee?
So much.
Oh, okay. You from
615. Yeah, 615.
Got Tennessee.
615. I'm actually from Springfield, Tennessee. Okay. Most people don't even know where that's from. You know what I'm saying? I'm from a town, literally like a town. It takes me like 15 minutes to walk across, literally.
Wow. So, well, anyway, you're from the South. Like, the big thing is you're from the South, and you bringing back that true that true dirty South music back. So,
okay. Yeah. Thank you for that off top, because we need that.
We need that. We need that music back. So, Killing Motive. Why that name?
That name?
Yeah.
I chose Killing Motives, and a lot of people ask, like, really, how did you come up with that? Like, I'm saying, like, all right, the whole thing is killing it. Killing it was part of it, like, you know what I'm saying? Because be doing this music stuff, you gotta be killing it, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be killing it. But what brought in the motives is how, like, life is big, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people go through things, you know what I'm saying? But we all walk in this world, well, not all of us, some of us walk in this world with good hearts, you know what I'm saying? And they're always taking advantage, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that would be me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had a hard life trying to trust in people. I've always wanted everybody to shine, you know what I'm saying? Get everybody their glow that they need, their blessings that they need. That's why I receive my blessings. That's how. But the Killing Motives became that because I have to start killing people's motives now. They're ulterior motives, you know what I'm saying? Everybody is not around you to help you prosper. Everybody isn't. I find that the hard way, but you know what I'm saying? I know that now. And I'm going to let people know what it is also. You know what I'm saying? That's what the name is really about. Killing people's ulterior motives, which we don't know. We're way ahead, man. We're a step ahead. We're gonna stay a step ahead.
Okay. Oh, that's what's up. Killing people's motives. I like that. I like that, family. I like that. So when did you start doing music?
Actually, the first time I ever did anything with music, well, before we did that, my mom said I used to dance a lot. You know what I'm saying? Back then, Michael Jackson, you know, they say they have some lost footage of me somewhere, freaking moonwalking my little self and everything. Like, I haven't seen the footage, but I can only imagine now. But I got into music, I think it was first a class assignment. That's what got me into music. Me and my best friend wrote a song together.
Wait a minute.
It was for the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Wait a minute.
You
said it was a class assignment? What kind of school did you go to?
It was a class assignment.
So you could write rap music?
Like, I've been, like, forced into music my whole life. I ain't changing a lot, you know what I'm saying? They used to try to get in the choir. I used to be the kid that would sit up there and just not say nothing, just ignore everything the instructor was telling me. Like, I was like, I'm not doing music, y'all. It's crazy. And now I'm looking at me, like, pursuing it. It's crazy to me. But it was a class assignment in English. We wrote a song with my best friend. His name is Chris Heatherly. And it was a competition within the state for all, like, middle school, like, probably 6th, 7th, 8th grade, I believe, at that time. And out of everybody, we were chosen 2nd place, like, when we wrote the song. That was, like, a long time ago. And they had some country star come sing it and all that, whatever. I didn't really stick with it after that.
Whoa.
I, like,
So your first writing thing went to a country artist? Wow. Now, this is getting good. Okay.
I remember the name of the song. It was called I Had a Bad Day. I believe that's what it was. Like, someone who has it or who's done what with it, because never, you know what I'm saying? You know how it goes.
Wow. Country music. Okay. So, yeah, you know what? Well, being from Tennessee, you know, why didn't you go towards country music when it came to picking a music genre to do?
Huh?
I'm just saying, don't most people come from Tennessee go to country music?
No.
Oh, my fault.
No.
I like all music, so country, probably, you never know, it might be on my album. No.
Well, we had an artist on here that did...
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
So hip-hop is the... former country hip-hop now.
Country hip-hop, yeah.
So, yeah.
Something like that.
It's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how long you been doing music?
I'd say really like 10 years now.
Wow. You're like a veteran in that.
Well, no, how long you been taking it serious?
Yeah.
I started taking it serious, real serious, like 2015.
Yeah. Okay.
2015.
Well, you know you had something. You had the formula. Because I'm telling you, we got three of your tracks. And two of these tracks, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is a banger. These are a banger right here. Well, let's do this now. Let's do this now. Which track do you want us to play first?
Oh, how about the, 2, 3, Take Flight? I think that was one of them. I'm sitting with that producer, yep. The one that made that beat right now, which is Jay Gardner Beats.
Okay.
The producer.
Shout out to the producer.
Yeah, shout out to the producer. Okay, go ahead and introduce your track, sir.
All right, this song right here is 2, 3, Take Flight. I know y'all gonna enjoy it. I know y'all gonna enjoy that.
Okay.
Killing Motors. They gonna be.
Whoa. Ah!
All right.
Never distracted by fake niggas, fake bitches that rock fake hair. Gotta stay focused, everything is stake here. And why you complain, ain't no break here. Put the goose clear in the noose there. Knock, knock, ain't no who's there. Crack the door and then slide the money. You done this before, don't play dumb. And only get what you pre-order. Learn sign language, just beat the recorder. Paid attention to law and order. Been down the road, kept my mouth closed. Stuck the G-code, they were hating. We came up quickly, so they told. Real ninjas take care of that. Like Scorpion and Sub-Zero, I don't fuck with 12 bits. I don't need no heroes. Jumping like 2, 3, whole hood, bad and bougie. You ain't getting it, you ain't kicking your crib deader than Bruce Lee. Special sense that you do sweet, gas smell like whole way. I stay going like the way my nigga now we tipped up, ayy. We all in another shot, rush you led with my life, I'm gambling, cause I'm out every night. Yeah, I'm out every night trying to get right. Couple Benjis here, couple Benjis there. If I stay out all night, I might just make it there. Different ticket prices for our ages like the fair. Got the streets jumping at us, Robert Gleason and Legend.
All right. Welcome back. This is Side Hustle Radio. That was Killing Motives in the building. Yes. So, who produced that track again?
Jay Gardner Beats. I'm saying with him right now also. Like, yeah, he is pretty dope on the beats. Like, somebody was telling me like a while ago when I met this guy, it was like, y'all two need to get together. And you know what I'm saying? At that point in time, like, I was on some solo stuff because, like, I couldn't find nobody who was taking music seriously, you know what I'm saying, at that point in time. So I was like, I'm just going to stick to myself. And then, like, we ended up being, like, neighbors, like, living, like, literally a 30-second walk from each other. And we ended up getting together. And we've been doing a lot of stuff. Got a lot of little projects on the road, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to bless everybody with them.
Hey, blessings right now, because you just did us. You just blessed us right now with that track. That track is fire right there. Yeah, that track is fire. So, what was your motivation when you, like I said, you know, when you was younger, you using this talent, you did this, this little writing assignment. You know, what motivated you to say, hey, you know something? I can go to the next level when it comes to hip-hop.
So that would probably... that's a hard one. It's like for me, it's a lot of things.
Yeah, because like I said, you know, like I said, right now, the game is really saturated. And it's hard to try to make yourself a little bit different when it comes to hip-hop, a different sound, because your voice is a little bit different. So, you know,
I grew up, I was probably late to the rap scene. Like, no lie, like, growing up, my mom was, like, so protective. So she basically monitored everything I did. Like, I couldn't wake up and move an inch unless she knew, type. But my mom went on it, you know what I'm saying? Playing games, you ask anybody knows, like, no. So it was more like pop. You know what I'm saying? Country, it was more rock, and more R&B, and then the hip-hop came in, then the rap came in, then the trap came in, and then, like, I'm sitting here trying to put everything together. That's what I'm trying to do, because it's too much segregation for me, actually, myself. I want to bring it all together. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Oh.
Too much segregation.
This is what we can expect from your next project, is a little bit of everything, a little pop, a little hip-hop, a little... R&B and all that.
Can't be no one trick pony.
Yeah.
You cannot be no one trick pony.
Right. Gotta be different and original.
All that stuff. Like, y'all hear about Sambo too coming soon. Like, yeah, he's a dubstep genius too. Have no clue.
So do you have any mixtapes out here right now, or are you working on one right now?
No mixtapes. I'm trying to see if I could slide by without a mixtape. Maybe you see me on somebody's mixtape. But I'm trying to, like, my focus right now, I actually am working on some stuff. Like, me and Jay are working on EP, mixtapes in question. I don't know if that's going to be Pressure Camp, Pressure Music. I'm not sure. Can't tell you. All I can tell you right now is the album 420 next year.
Oh.
It's going to be called Black and Black. And that's coming through Hard Hitters, Fresh Music, and Hot Talk.
Is that your independent label, or is that a major?
Not too long ago, it's an independent label, which was Hard Hitters and Hot Talk Records, which was, I believe, pretty nice move, because these guys are pretty nice, you know what I'm saying? Pretty finished with the stuff. Promotion is freaking great, you know what I'm saying? I got my first show coming up July 8th. Everything's been running smooth. I mean, there's nothing to go wrong. And, you know, usually people say, don't say that, but I'm saying that. Ain't nothing going wrong.
That's right.
Oh, man, that's what's up.
Stay positive on it.
That's what's up, man. Hey, it's great to see that you have a camp with you. You're in the right camp. That's great, man. That's great to hear. Okay, so, hey, let's do another track. Well, what's this next track we're going to play?
Oh, I think it's YDRFWN.
Okay, yeah. What does that stand for? We were trying to figure that out. We were just here guessing.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does that stand for?
Oh, okay. It stands for You Don't Really F With Me. I'm keeping PG-13. You don't really mess with me.
Okay.
That's like my thing. That's like Chillin' Motors theme song, you know what I'm saying? Like, Off Your Motors. That's Off Your Motors song. That was 2017, you know what I'm saying? So this year is 2018. This is the YDFWM summer, basically. You know, letting people who cost us and did us wrong, and you know what I'm saying, while we try to show love, we gonna shine on those people, and we ain't getting nothing to them. We just gonna get ours, and they still gonna hate at the end of the day.
Shit, we about to join that camp, bro. That's like us. Okay, that's what's up. What's up. Okay, let's go ahead and introduce this track, and let's get this track banging. Now, this is another one. This is the other track I like here, bro. Right here.
Oh.
Okay, this is gonna be fire right here. Okay, go ahead. Introduce it, Killin.
Hey, this right here is that YDFWM. You don't really sleep with me, okay? I'll do this to myself.
Killin'
Motives. Alright.
They say that it's all love, but then it really ain't. The ones you find out, fate might make you wanna faint. Have a bust around me, hell no, I can't, I won't, I don't. Don't do two tones, ain't picking up the phone. Throwing an old dog a bone, what were you when we was out of home? And no smoking weeks had the zone, but you my brother, different chromosome.
You don't really fuck with me, nah, you don't. Only come around when I got something you want. You don't fuck with me.
Always kept the spot, always kept the shots, always took the side. You seen the circle, thought was an open spot. That's just an eye to watch your bitches plot. Think you got an opportunity to feel with something hot. Cause go, I will not, prodigy of the hilltop. And you know how we rock. FLM family, Lord's money, solid as a rock. But where you came from, you should go back. Cause I can tell
you don't really fuck with me. Nah, you don't only come around when I got something you want. You don't fuck with me. You don't really fuck with me. You don't really fuck with me. Nah, you don't only come around when I got something you want. You don't fuck with me. Nah, you don't really fuck with me. Fuck with me. You don't really fuck with me. Nah, you don't only come around when I got something you want. You don't fuck with me. Nah, you don't really fuck with me.
FMM.
You don't really fuck with me. Nah, you don't only come around when I got something you want. You don't fuck with me. Nah, you don't really fuck with me. Fuck with me.
You don't really fuck with me. Nah, you don't only come around when I got something you want. You don't fuck with me. Nah, you don't really fuck with me. You don't really fuck with me. Nah, you don't only come around when I got something you want. You don't fuck with me.
Nah,
you don't really fuck with me.
You don't really fuck with me. Nah, you don't only come around when I got something you want. You don't fuck with me. Nah, you don't really fuck with me. You don't really fuck with me. Nah, you don't only come around when I got something you want. You don't fuck with me. Nah, you don't really fuck with me.
Yes, that's Killing Motive. You don't really. I can go ahead and say it. Fuck with me.
Hey, hey, hey.
My fault, my fault, my fault. I just had to say it. Shoot.
Wow.
Hey, that could be. That's my theme song right there. I'm gonna roll with that one this week. Yes.
Shout out to Sambo, Sambo Productions for that one. I was calling him that song and he was like, can I get on this, and he just went crazy with it. That's him singing the harmonizations in the background and all that stuff through the whole song. Like that's Sambo. Oh, Sambo, hey, we might have to interview Sambo because, oh, he got, that's a hit there. Woo-wee.
You don't really wanna me. You don't wanna with me.
Woo-wee.
Obviously not.
Man, I'm feeling that track.
I think that might be the smack first song
I actually performed. I think that's going to be the first song I actually perform on July 8th. That's what I got in my head right now. Unless I get like a certain amount of shares or a certain amount of people at this show. I think I said I probably have 700 tickets. I'll perform Hip Hop Is Dead Ears, which is pretty nice.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
Hey, you might go ahead and start branding them shirts right now.
Yeah.
Right there.
With that old... You don't want to, all the letters. Got little kids wearing them. But the little kids go, you got the censor for the kids.
Yeah, you got to censor it, yeah. You don't want to.
You don't want to funk with me, kids. Something.
Yeah, that's a sing-along right there.
Oh, man, that is a sing-along, man. I'm real, man, we got to roll that back, man. I can't wait to
hear
that
remix. If you like that one, you definitely got to hear the remix with Dino Taylor on that.
Oh, you holding back on this Killing Motive? You holding back?
Remix coming.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, he's family now, so yeah.
Exclusive when you drop
that. Yeah, we got to drop that exclusive. So, like I said, so now you have a camp. Now you have, now you have people believing in you. And you're doing good music. You know, are you seeing yourself stand independent? Or are you looking to get signed with a company? I like the independent life right now. I know it's just beginning right now.
I can see it heating up very, very fast. And I can see things going very, very well, very, very fast. I'm just gonna say it simple. It's gonna be independent. It's independent of life basically with me. I'm pretty sure we're going to make some big moves independently.
Okay.
Give up that money. Keep it all. Keep that bag.
Just get you, get you a distribution there.
The same way, you know what I'm saying? People believe in me the same way. I feel it. That's how I feel. I wouldn't change it. I couldn't change it. Like, we're going to make money. You know what I'm saying? That's what people be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Somebody come with this check. You know what I'm saying? What you going to do? You know what I'm saying? We got to be able to make our own check at the end of the day, too. Can't rely on everybody.
Ooh. Oh, you got the entrepreneur mindset. You got to be able to make your own check, too. You can't rely on nobody else. You got to make your own money.
You don't want to mess with him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, out there in the industry right now, maybe hip-hop, maybe R&B, who would you like to do a collab with?
R&B. A couple people. One of them right now would be... Demi Lovato, and that's on some other stuff. Like, I got some need to be made classic song in my vault. And another one would be Devin Torero, if y'all know who that is.
You say, who would you say again? What was the artist you just said again?
Devin Torero.
Ah. Okay.
And what about hip-hop?
Hip-hop.
I got this.
I feel like I could get in there with J. Cole. I want some J. Cole Kendrick type. So it'd probably be the route I'd go as far as like hip-hop. If we go old school with the hip-hop, it'd be nice, you know what I'm saying? Hop on the track with Cole, of course, you know what I'm saying? It'll be produced by Dre one time for the one time.
I could see you doing a collab with Wiz Khalifa, man. I can see Wiz.
Everybody says we brothers anyway.
You
know what I'm saying? Y'all not brothers? I'm like, no. All me and my brothers, I guess
we all
look like this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you do look like Wiz.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just like my DJ's like people Black Bryson.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, he's like the old school people Bryson, bro. I'm telling you.
Get the buzzer off the top for that one.
Get it back to the old hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. What the game is really missing right now is the old hip hop. Like all these rappers, it's ridiculous. There's not many. I don't really even listen to the radio, honestly. Like I don't. Mm-mm. Like I can't.
Nope.
I feel like you say anything you want to really and just make it, but half the stuff they say don't even make sense. That's just what it is, I guess. Bar after bar, just some random bars. No connection or nothing. I don't know what they're doing, but hey.
Same repetitive BS.
Yeah. Well, that's why Niger, when he dropped his album this past weekend, I mean, 2 days ago, Nas, oh, yeah, he's changing the game. And you doing something with this game, too.
Yeah.
And what you're doing right now, you're doing good in the game right now, too, because your type of music, your type of style is needed still. I know I forgot to ask you. Who were some of your influences when it comes to hip-hop?
My influence into the hip-hop? It would be Jay-Z, because it started with my dad brought me the blueprint. That's when it all started.
Dad brought you the blueprint.
I think my favorite song on there was Jay-Z and Lenny Kravitz, Guns N' Roses.
Nice. He played the whole Blueprint album. So I never made it that far. Cause I got stuck on the two songs before then. But okay, Killing Motive. We got one more track to play. And what's this final track? And what's the basis of this final track we're about to play?
I'm trying to think what was the track since y'all said YDFWN 23 Take Flight. And I think it was in...
All We Know is Ball.
I think it's Dream maybe?
No, All We Know is Ball.
Okay. All We Know is Ball. So if y'all know I'm a hooper. Like, I stand 6'8". You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 6'8".
Oh, wow.
Doubts and all that stuff. I got injured, whatever. So I know something about basketball, of course. Like 6'8", carry playing, 6'8", 55 inch vertical, you know what I'm saying? I'm jumping over anybody and everything. Like, basketball is my life, so that's what it is. Basketball song. Gotta have a basketball song.
Hey, wow.
Well, we gotta say, hey, this song, I guess, go out to the Golden State and going out to the Cavs.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, maybe not.
Produced by Sambo. The beat is, and I have my guy on here, Randy Perico. Our Perico. It's pretty fantastic. It's a little dubstep.
A little dubstep? Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to try this. Hey, this is Kevin Motive, and this is All We Do Is Ball.
All I know is ball, like Ray the James Kidd. I'm so used to Benjamin Franklin, big faces. Don't know anything about A-bars, I'm racist. Mary Tane, the only bitch I'm touching, easy cases. Man, I pull up, look cool with the shit like a cooler. On point like a girl Medusa, so I run a good game. Watch me run the score up, why you try to maintain? Stay ducking, bitches, my highlight films are insane. If we going to overtime, it's just to run my stats up. Triple-double nigga, haters hate to see me act up. Don't need a substitute, definitely not a backup. Racks on circle, hard like Warren Sapp, got my sacks up. I don't know about time, we don't take no time. All we know is ball, been ballin' so long. We do it with no flow, we do it with no flow. All we know is ball, all we know is ball. All we know is ball, I don't know about time. All we know is ball, 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 ball.
All we know is ball, man, we ballin' like a tidal wave. Tryna keep up with us and have you in a grave. Only thing we keep in them pockets and big faces. Duck and dot charges, no new cases. Man, compared to us, your life ain't nothing but a boy. Take your wife and turn her to a junkie and a whore. Fool, we cooler than some Kool-Aid in the refrigerator. Your girl asked for the deep wind an hour later. Used to be cool, but then you turned into a hater. But thanks for the help, cause the hate be the motivation. Shining so bright, man, we out in outer space. Taking out, we out this place.
I don't know about time, we don't take no time. All we know is ball, been ballin' so long. We do it with no flow, we do it with no flow. All we know is ball, all we know is ball. All we know is ball, I don't know about time. All we know is ball, 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 ball. All we know is ball, all we know is ball. All we know is, all we know is ball. All we know is ball, ball, ball. All we know is ball, all we know is ball. All we know is, all we know is ball. All we know is ball, ball, ball. All we know is ball.
All we know is ball. All we know is ball. Hey, that does sound like a track I hear on the mixtape, one of my basketball mixtapes.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we had that name.
Yeah, all we do is ball. Hey, that's Killing Motive, bro, man. Yeah, you got something there, man. We became a fan of your music. And like I said, we always say like this. When you come on this show, this is your platform to play your music, to showcase your music, and to for us to learn who you are as an artist, as you, you know, do your music. So, like, with that being said, you're family. You're family now. So, you know, you have a show coming this coming July. What other things you got coming this year?
Besides the show, July 8th at the end in Nashville. I have another interview coming up June 30th, actually. And Nashville, Hip Hop Nashville interview. I think that's going to go pretty sweet. For events in the area where I'm from, you know, Club Allure is having a good little party. Y'all come out there to Starlito the 22nd. Y'all know who Starlito is. I know y'all got to know who Starlito is.
Starlito? Is that in Tennessee?
It's in Tennessee. It's out of Clarksville, Tennessee. go. We're trying to make Springfield and Clarksville the new Music City combo, you know what I'm saying? Nashville, I feel like Nashville's lacking, it's how we take it. We got to run with it.
Okay. Tennessee, we might have to...
Park Vegas, Springfield. I think that's the new era. That's where Tennessee new music era is going to come from. The hip-hop, most definitely.
Oh, most definitely.
Nashville has artists. Don't knock me. Don't get me wrong. There's only a select few. The select few are out deal with them, you know? Like some new people I've met, and it's done though. We're trying to bring this back. Hip hop is dead, y'all. We bringing it back though. We were set to say as we speak, as we have this interview right now.
Oh, and you see, I'm in the studio right now, saluting you like you're a general right now. Hey, with that being said, hey, how can we follow you? I know how I'm following, but how can they follow you, Killing Modem?
Guys, you can follow me on Instagram, Killing. Which is KILLIN _ Motives, MOTIVES. Facebook, Killing Motives. YouTube, Killing Motives. Everything is Killing Motives. Whatever it is, okay. Look for me, it's Killing Motives.
You hear what he said? It's Killing Motive on everything. That's how you can find him. Google him. Just give him like Killing Motive.
Well, yeah, you Google the probably first thing going to pop up is, I want a vacation or Beam Me Up. My song Beam Me Up. It's going to be something. One of the songs is going to pop up.
Okay.
We got a lot of my stuff original, so it's always going to pop right up.
That's what's up. But remember, keep off the G. Keep off the G off the Killing.
Killing Motive is no G.
No G. Yeah. They keep like off that. The G. There you go. Then you can find them every place, every social platform. And Killing, do you want to give any shout outs to your people, your fans, you know?
Do I be reaching out?
No, you want to give any shout outs to any of your crew?
I want to shout out to Team Randat, Team Randat, Turk Up, all right? Team Randat, Real Awkward Nation in the building. That's what this is right here, Real Awkward Nation. And then we got PME, Fresh Music Entertainment, building, you understand? Here we have Sambo, shout out to Sambo Productions. Shout out to Off Top Records, Hard Hitter Entertainment. Shout out to Springfield, shout out to NPR, Money First. Shout out to all my people I know, all my people I do, if I miss somebody. And I got to say Free Doe, Free Don Doe one time for one time, Free Tanner one time for one time, and Free Levy one time for the one time. You hear all these people that are also artists. Don't check the game. Oh. Everybody be blessed.
Be blessed. Hey, that's Killing Motive. Follow him on IG. That's Killing _ Motive on IG. Support. We're family now. Until next time, bro. We thank you. Let's get back to that studio to lay out some more bangers. Until next time, we're out.
Appreciate the opportunity.
And I got squad in the back, oh yeah, yeah. And foreign car in the back, oh yeah, yeah. Looking like stars in the back, oh yeah, yeah. Can't tell me that I'm wrong. Can't tell me I ain't known. Bottle straight to the head and I'm going till I tap out, oh. She wanna play till the morning, and I'ma give it to her like she want it. Tap out, until she tap out, oh. Want it.
Only when I slide to the back, close eyes in the back, cause I'm high in the back. Got a text where you at, ayy. Only big flex where I'm at, ayy. Bouncing on the highway, on the highway, I only do it my way. I ain't gon' play with it, I'ma work it out, stand up while late in it. Couple hundred thousand dead man's in the safe with it. Know what I'm about, sip some blood, but you bring it to the house. You in the car in the back, oh yeah, yeah. You so good, call back, oh yeah, yeah. For real though, how many times I give? Zero, Eastside, Johnny Nim. I'ma max out and I put that on Mama Nim. Let me talk you out.
Backdrop smoking on the bombers. Backshots finna go down when we leave. And I got squad in the back, oh yeah, yeah. And foreign car in the back, oh yeah, yeah. Looking like stars in the back, oh yeah, yeah. Can't tell me that I'm wrong. Tap out, tap out, tap out.
tap out, tap out. Oh, she wanna play till the morning, and I'ma give it to her like she want it.
Tap out
until she tap out, until she tap out. Oh, she wanna play till the morning, and I'ma give it to her like she want it.
Slide on the gram looking for a new. Don't fall through, back ups, I'ma be alright. Put it in my face, I'm alert though. It's like Bernie's Burgos. Capricorn, Libra, Virgo. Slide down your tongue like Merlot. Zodiac, girl, what's your Zodiac? That's your boyfriend, well I know he mad. How you feel? I may be too raw for you, too real. I know your homegirl wanna pop. Ducked off in them Hollywood heels. I be on boo, we be on boo. Pull up on me one time, know you ain't doing shit. I be on the front line, wise hat, ballin' when it's crunch time. I ain't like,
backdrop smoking on the bombers. Back shots gonna go down when we leave. And I got squad in the back, oh yeah, yeah. And foreign car in the back, oh yeah, yeah. Looking like stars in the back, oh yeah, yeah. Can't tell me that I'm wrong, wrong. Can't tell me I ain't on, on. Bottom straight to the head and I'm going till I tap out, tap out, tap. Tap out, oh. She wanna play till the morning, and I'ma give it to her like she want it.
Tap out
until she tap out, until she tap out, oh. She wanna play till the morning, and I'ma give it to her like she want it.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
J-Rock.
That's J-Rock, that's J-Rock.
J-Rock.
Hey, before then we had Killing Motive on the interview. Check him out on Killing Motive. Oh, Killing underscore Motive on IG. Check him out. Check him out. Check him out. Check him out. Check
oh, him out. Okay. Booyaka, booyaka, booyaka.
Ba, 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 ba.
Just gonna get some Killer Motive.
Killer Motive?
Killing him, man. Killing
with
him.
What's your motive?
What's killing him, man.
So, was that a new release for this week?
That was a new release. That's off his new album.
Off his new album?
Yes, okay. Sir.
Okay. How much time? We got time for another artist?
I got about 5 minutes, roughly.
Roughly about 5 minutes? Oh, hey, we got each. Hey, can you... Do you have that... Oh, God, what's the artist?
Uh-oh.
You know what artist I was talking about?
Huh?
Wait a minute. Do you have...
Huh?
I hate internet sometimes because now I just want to think. Like, they want to bring up my stuff. Okay, so, like I said, there was a lot of albums that dropped this past week. And,
show's just not long enough.
No, it's just not long enough. Yeah. And the thing is, we stopped doing the show long for 2 hours because, you know, we wasn't getting enough. You know, the content wasn't strong enough to do it for 2 hours. But now, you know, artists are coming back and they're showing up now and they're doing their music, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, bro. We might have to go back to what we was doing before. Mm. Hey, but like I said, you have that Durez, the Sean album handy by any chance?
The who?
Durez. Deshaun.
Who in the world?
I'm telling you, bro. People sleeping on this album. I think this album's pretty. It's called Pain.
How you? Derez. How is he spelling Derez here?
Derez.
Oh.
Yeah, Derez.
What's the name of his album?
Called Pain.
Dez?
Derez.
Oh,
Derez. Easy. It's called Derez. It's called Pain. And I'm like, okay, I'm out.
Okay.
You know, I was feeling on this album. Then Najir, then he dropped his album. I'm like, okay. I push everything to the back.
What? You got a song with Birdman?
Yeah. Your cousin. Hey, you want to check out that track real quick, man? Let's just play a sample of that track real quick.
No Love Lost.
No Love Lost. This is crazy.
Oh, God. No, no, no.
No.
Wait.
It's auto-tune.
No.
I got love for some nigga that I never speak to again. I got love for some niggas that never wanted to see me win. love for these bitches, fuck them once and never again. I'm in love with these riches, hoping that the money don't end. Ain't no love, no.
Did he go brr, brr?
That was Birdman. So,
okay.
You know Bird had to his
brr. I was about to say, look, I don't rock with the brr and the skirt.
Hey, but I was just saying about this track here. I'm just thinking, do you think Birdman was throwing shade at Wayne?
Huh?
Was thinking Birdman was throwing shade?
There's no love lost.
I got no love lost. That's
ain't no love lost.
He put himself on this track. Like, ain't no love lost. I ain't gonna mess with you no more. I had to pay you back your money that I owed you. How you gonna get mad at me because you owe me money? And I want my money you owe me.
And then, you know, Dickie comes back with a song with Wayne on it. All this stuff is probably coincidental, man.
You think so? I don't think so, bro.
Selling records. Because ain't Nicki still somehow affiliated with Cash Money?
It's
all good, Wody. I'm still going to get my money off Drake. I'm still going to get my money off of Barbie.
Barbie. Oh, well, you know, Nicki can't get the money until Cardi stop making music.
Oh, and speaking of Cardi, this is the truth. Quavo cheated on her again. Did you hear that?
Nah, I hear that.
Supposedly he cheated on her again, and I know you would say allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, you know it is. Hey, you got the theme song for the Fathers this week. Hey, only thing we gotta say to a Cardi, do not fall into what these people are saying out there. He's probably trying to set him up. That's what we're saying out here, Cardi. He got set up. He didn't do nothing. But if that's the case,
that's all he is.
We're just saying. Don't get mad. You know what you was getting into.
That's all he is.
Okay. Hey, that's all I'm saying. You knew what you was getting into, so.
Every time he calls, it's the same old thing. He's just your baby daddy.
That's all he is. So, hey, why are you tripping? Ladies, if you marry a rapper, if you marry a basketball player, football player, even anybody within the entertainment field, you got to expect this to happen. We're allowed to do this. I'm just saying.
It's just your baby daddy. That's all it is.
That's all, Cardi. Hey, that's all we can say.
What do you say to Miss Kardashian? Same thing. He's just your baby daddy.
He ain't
your husband.
Yeah, they're not married.
Yeah, he's just your baby daddy.
Just your baby daddy. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's
Day. Happy belated birthday to Tupac. Actually, we're on his birthday now, but when y'all hear the show, if you're not listening to it live, it will be belated.
Hey, what's your favorite Tupac song?
Doom. The one with the Pee Wee Herman beat behind it.
With the Pee Wee Herman?
Well, it was sampled. PBM
that off his first album, Tupac-ness?
No, the double album.
The Dre album, the California album.
Yeah.
Nah, his first stuff. I think Trapped is my all-time favorite. That Tupac-ness album it's in my top five of all-time albums. So.
All Eyes on Me is my favorite Tupac album.
All Eyes on Me. I ain't gonna lie. That double album was the best. Yeah. He did his thing on that album.
Ambition of a Writer. What? This is my favorite part.
Got the police busting me. Ooh.
I was in the strip club and the girl stripped it out on me and I was like, oh, that's my favorite cut after that. Oh. Oh, hey, we gotta go.
Hey, real quick, can you close it with that Tupac?
We are at our
okay, hey, follow me on social media. That's Hef Chulo on IG. DJ DePoise.
DJ DEEPRASE on everything.
DJ DePoise on social media. Follow me. Follow us. Hey. Hustle Brand Entertainment on Instagram too. Follow us there. Until next time.
Peace.
We be out. I'm a straight rider. I'm gonna fuck with me. Yes. Got the police busting. This is fire.